Welcome to the Dr. Jazz Hour, an educational and entertaining exploration of over 100 years of America's musical art form, jazz. This program is produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chihuahua, Washington.
The more I want to see, I pay no doctor's jazz in my dream.
If anybody ever tells you that jazz does not have a sense of humor, well, they are wrong. Because on today's Dr. Jazz Hour, we will be listening to funny, humorous, silly, ridiculous, crazy, whatever you want to call it, jazz. The doctor guarantees that you'll be smiling for the next hour. Let's start with tenor man Red Holloway, who's got some advice for the ladies with Million Dollar Secret from his 2003 album Coast to Coast, guitar by Melvin Sparks. Then from 1949, Billie Holiday will be telling Louis Armstrong what a sweet hunk of trash he is. Back in 2000, Susanna McCorkle recorded The Computer Age, which is still quite relevant, on her Hearts and Minds release. Well, parts of it are funny.
I want to tell you girls a secret. You got to keep it to yourself. I want to tell you girls a secret. You gotta keep it to yourself. It's a million dollar secret, mama, so please don't tell nobody else. You're a young girl, you wanna get rich quick. Get yourself an old man, and that will do the trick. So get yourself an old man, 'cause they really know what to do. They'll give you a whole lot of loving and a whole lot of money, too. He'll tickle you under your chin. He'll scratch you on your side and say, wake up, you fine young thing, and give me my morning exercise. Get yourself an old man, 'cause they really know what to do. They'll give you a whole lot of loving and a whole lot of money, too. One round 78 and you're just 22. Your friends may think you're crazy, but his will's made out to you. Get yourself an old man, 'cause they really know what to do. He'll give you a whole lot of loving and a whole lot of money too. And the whole wide world is grand. Look here. out there in the barnyard, you see that old fat hen? She got herself a young rooster. She feel like a chick again. Get yourself a young dude and raise him to your hand. He'll make you think life is wonderful and the whole wide world is grand. He'll spend your hard-earned money. He'll make your life hell on earth. But when he makes love to your mama, you'll get your money's worth. Get yourself a young dude and raise him to your hand. He'll make you think life is wonderful and the whole wide world is grand.
You don't add up to much. Ain't got that glamour touch. You're trifling lazy. Ain't worth a cigarette ash.
Look out there, mama. Look out there. You're carrying me too fast. Watch it, baby.
You're just my good for nothing. My sweet hunk of trash.
My, my, how you sound.
You're very short on looks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Dumb when it comes to books.
Look out, baby, watch it, honey.
And you stay full of corn, just like succotash.
What you want me to do in my idle moments?
You're just a good for nothing but my sweet hunk of trash.
Let me get a word in there, honey. You running your mouth. You said I've worried you for years. I'm just a barfly mooching beers. While you sweat over a hot stove, slinging hash.
Work my fingers right down to the elbows.
Yes, I may be good for nothing, but I'm still your sweet hunk of trash.
Forced to admit it, baby.
You said I spread my love all around and with the chicks all over town. But how can I when you keep me broke so I can't spend no cash? Yes, I may be good for nothing, but I'm still your sweet hunk of trash.
Listen here, Pops. You know you lie about your youth.
I don't lie, baby. I'm just careless with the truth, that's
how
all.
How careless can you be?
Oh, no.
With all young chicks, you try to make a flash.
No, baby, it ain't like that, no.
But you're still my good for nothing. My sweet hunk of trash. Now when you stay out very late, it sure makes me mad to wait.
How come, baby?
'Cause you come home too tired to raise just one eyelash.
Yeah, watch it, baby, watch it.
You're just good for nothing, but you're my sweet hunk of trash.
Yes, indeed.
We're in the computer age, where we headed for internet is all the rage. Where we headed for cyberspace is really red, but it seems to be partly good and partly bad, I think. Scrolling down computer screens till our eyes are red. E-commerce and e-scenes, we should be in bed holding each other tight, not cyber surfing all night. Megabyte and gigabyte are the bytes to beat. Spam and cookies, not the kind you eat. Geekosphere and piracy, there's no privacy. Hackers find out all about you, don't they? Never had so much information, but what about the art of conversation? I wish we could know where this'll go, where to? I was the last kid on my block to get TV. Now would you look at me? Laptop on pilot and DVD. We got a dichotomy, and it's either or a boon or a lobotomy, that we're heading for a major break in education. And it's almost free, but they said that about cable TV. Yeah, right. Website, all right. Ageof.com and CD-ROM, where to? It's the age of email. Rewrite letters more, pick yourself a screen name, and start looking for a bit of cyber company. You find that and more. Time goes by, emails fly, hello. You locate your cyber soulmate, you decide to meet, and you really hit it off. Things are looking sweet, you find out he's got a wife. It's just the same as real life. If you find cyberspace bewildering, and you probably do, think of all the little children stuck to screens like glue. They don't read books or hear good music, just computer tones, computer games, computer creatures. They turn the TV on, it's all material, Teletubbies, Pokemon, Oreo cookie breakfast cereal. How will they find the life of the mind? Poor kids. People are spending all their time in cyberspace. It's got to learn its place. Get some control or you'll lose your soul. Internet economy, go online and score. They got rich, so why not me? You invest some more. NASDAQ, Dow Jones, what's the price? Support, margin call, selling short. Uh-oh. Fast game, no blame. That's how it goes. No broker knows where to, where to, where to, where to, where to. Want inspiration? See a museum site. If you're sick of edification, have a shopping night. Cyber spending round the clock. 7/24 discounts, stuff galore. eBay. Okay. Oh, what a thrill till you get the bill. Now what? Where to? Where to? Where to? Where to? Where to? Information highway. Are you going my way? Chat room online. Your domain or mine? Hide behind your email. Be a male or female? Boolean operator. I'm online now, I'll catch you later. A giant leap for mankind. If it doesn't steal your mind, is it really way cool? Or a capitalist tool? Default backslash. Virus cursor crash. Once you start, you want more, but you wonder what's in store. So many temptations give us reservations. It's a tricky situation. What's our destination? We're in the computer age. We're in the computer age. We're in the computer age.
We are tickling our funny bones on this Dr. Jazz Hour. Trumpeter Hot Lips Page had a silly way to show his hipness with There Ain't No Flies on Me from 1950. Then singer-pianist Dave Frischberg will do My Attorney Bernie. On his 1955 album, Satch Plays Fats, Waller, that is. Louis Armstrong and Velma Middleton sing All That Meat and No Potatoes. Singer Oscar Brown Jr. sings about his favorite waitress, Hazel, on his Between Heaven and Hell album of 1962.
Hey, man, here comes Hot Lips Page.
He's a cool cat, ain't he?
That he is. Hey, Lips, how can you afford to stay so sharp all the time?
Well, I tell you, it's just like this. I'm just a guy that may seem shy, but let me set you straight. If you think you're hip, boy, you flip when you watch me operate.
There ain't no flies on me. Ain't no flies on me.
You might be flies on some of you guys, but there ain't no flies on me. Now I took my baby down to see the show. She had eyes to spend all my dough. Now she might be the coolest chick in town, but now I know just what she's putting down.
There ain't no flies on me. There ain't no flies on me.
There might be flies on some of you guys, but there ain't no flies on me.
Me the other night, you know, honey, I'm gonna treat you right. I'll buy you the longest car in town,
providing you put that first payment down.
There ain't no flies on me. Ain't no flies on me.
There might be flies on some of you guys, but there ain't no flies on me. Party the other day, a big leg mama was heard to say,
got a fine brown frame as warm as toast.
Now you know the part that I like the most.
There ain't no flies on me. Ain't no flies on me.
There might be flies on some of you guys, but there ain't no flies on me. Cause I'm curving, swerving, and moving, and grooving when I leave the scene. You'll hear me scream, there ain't no flies on me.
I'm impressed with my attorney, Bernie. I'm impressed with his influential friends. He's got very big connections, and I follow his directions. Bernie knows his way around, and so I always do what Bernie recommends. I am blessed with my attorney, Bernie. I'm impressed with the way he runs the store. He's got Dodger season boxes and an office full of foxes. It's amazing all the different things your average guy might need a lawyer for. Bernie tells me what to do. Bernie lays it on the line. Bernie says we sue, we sue. Bernie says we sign, we sign. I'm in touch with my attorney, Bernie. In a clutch, he can speed right to the scene. And And if I'm locked up in the jail with just one phone call for my bail, he said to call his club collector, deal directly with his answering machine. When I dine with my attorney Bernie, he buys wine from the rare imported rack. That's 'cause Bernie is purist, not your polyester tourist. Bernie waves the glass around a while, then takes a sip and always sends it back. Bernie tells me what to do, Bernie lays it on the line. Bernie says we sue, Bernie says we sign. I admire my attorney Bernie, I admire any guy who knows his stuff. Sure, we blew a couple ventures with the counterfeit debentures, but you win a few, you lose a few. Like Bernie says, you keep on hanging tough. Thanks to you, my attorney Bernie, thanks to you, I'm considered well-to-do. Sure, I made out like a bandit, just exactly like you planned it. But like Murray, my accountant, told me yesterday, I owe it all to you. Bernie tells me what to do, Bernie lays it on the line. Bernie says we sue, Bernie says we sign. We sign on the dotted line.
Bother me, honey, that a piece of roast beef can't fix up.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, Pops. A man works hard, then comes on home, expects to find stew with that fine ham bone. He opens the door, then starts to look in.
Say, woman, what's this stuff you cooking? Now that meat and no potatoes, I just seen right there like a green tomato.
Here I'm waiting, palpitating with all that meat
and no potatoes.
All that meat and no potatoes. All that food to the alligators.
Now hold me steady, I'm really ready. Now all that meat and no potatoes.
I don't think that peas are bad. With me, most anything goes.
Yes, I looked in the pot. I'm fit to fight. 'Cause, woman, you know that mess just ain't right.
Oh, that's all. Oh, all that meat and no potatoes just ain't right, like green tomatoes.
Woman, I'm steaming, yeah, really screaming. All that meat and no potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
don't think that beans are bad. With me, most anything goes.
That's what I like about you. I looked in the pot, and what a sight. 'Cause woman, you know, without rice, beans just ain't right.
Oh, Pops, all that meat and no potatoes just ain't right, like green tomatoes.
Now, woman, I'm steaming and I'm really screaming.
It ain't ration.
All that meat
and no potatoes.
And curves as she slips to and fro round the table she serves. I buy 6 meals a day in my favorite cafe, 'cause I see Hazel that way. Hazel's eyes are divine and her hair's so fine. Yeah, but her hips bring the tips. Hazel's hips have a rhythm so gently controlled that her trips to the kitchen are joy to behold. Love to just sit and gaze at the way Hazel sways when she's carrying trays. Hazel's eyes are divine and her hair's so fine. Yeah, but her hips bring the tips. Me my soup, serves me my cup of tea, and my heart flips to see Hazel smiling at me. So I say, honey bunch, can I have you for lunch? But Hazel just gives me a hunch and says, don't hand me no line about you think I'm so fine. 'Cause here's a tip, Hazel's hip. Hazel's hip, yeah, Hazel's hip, man, sure is fine, baby. Ooh, yeah.
We are enjoying humorous jazz on today's Dr. Jazz Hour. Singer Karen Allison brags about her Sweet Home Cookin' Man from her 1994 album, Sweet Home Cookin'. Just got to have Cab Calloway doing his thing with The Reefer Man from 1932. Then Lorraine Feather will sing Where Are My Keys from her Language release of 2008.
Well, he ain't got personality. He ain't got such good looks. When I come home hungry, Lord, how my baby cooks. He's a chef of fine distinction, always cooks it up just right. Whether I come home in the morning, baby, or stumble in late at night. Well, he might be cooking lobster, or he might be fixing fish. Doesn't matter, darling, it's always the perfect dish. He's a culinary wonder, babe. with the right spice. My taste buds are frenzy, darling. They think that they've found paradise. Don't have to call Betty Crocker. Don't have to call Sara Lee. This man has done his homework. He makes up his own recipe. Don't have to go out shopping. Don't have to go out of doors. They say true love's when a man brings home the groceries instead of eating all of yours. He's a chef of fine distinction. Yes, he comes complete with pots and pans. I got a nickname for him, baby. I call him my sweet home cooking Sara Lee. This man has done his homework. He makes up his own recipe. Don't have to go out shopping. Don't have to go out of doors. They say true love's when a man brings home the groceries instead of eating all of yours. He's a chef of fine distinction. Yes, he comes complete with pots and pans. Sweet home cooking man. So listen, all you ladies, listen up, don't be a fool. If your man starts misbehaving, just send him to cooking school. You'll have a chef of fine distinction. Yes, he'll come complete with pots and pans. Call him anything you want to. A sweet home cooking man. Sweet home cooking man.
with that cat there?
Must be full of reefers.
Full of reefers?
Yeah, man.
Mean that cat's high?
Sailing.
Sailing?
Sailing lightly.
Get away from here. Man, is that the reefer, man?
That's the reefer, man.
I believe he's losing his mind.
I think he's lost his mind.
Talking to that reefer man.
Reefer man.
Have you ever met funny reefer man?
Reefer man.
Have you ever met funny reefer man?
Reefer man.
If he says he walks the ocean, anytime he takes a notion, then you know you're talking to the reefer man. Talking to that reefer man.
Reefer man.
Have you ever met fun reefer man?
Reefer man.
Have you ever met a funny reefer man?
Reefer man.
If he takes a sudden mania, wants to give you Pennsylvania, then you know you're talking to the reefer man. Then you know you're talking to that reefer man.
I've looked and they're not underneath the bed or in the laundry. Pardon me while I go out of my head. They're not in any pocket. Thank God I didn't lock them in the car, but I'm so late now. And I'd appreciate your help if you might have any clue to where they are. Where are my garden or hidden in a pile of magazines or in the dish rack? Must be something else they'd be in between. Be in between. They're not up on the keyhook where you have told me time and time again I ought to put them when I walk in the door. Oh, just get off it. I suppose you never lose anything yourself. Where are my if I could find mine? Listen, would you tell her I won't be there right on time? Sorry, I'm afraid that I won't be there right on time. Listen, could we possibly make it another day? Sorry, would you tell her I'm usually not this way? Wait a minute. Okay, I thought I had them in my coat last night. Oh, were you driving? That's right, you were. Gotta figure out what I did. Get a picture in my head of how I flung them away.
Boy, this has screwed up my day. I know. I'll use the extra set I made. Where did I? Where are my stupid keys? I'll go through the house just one more time. Not up on the dresser, I've looked and they're not underneath the bed or in the laundry. Pardon me while I go out of my head. While I go out of my head. They're not in any pocket, thank God I didn't lock them in the car. But I'm so late now, and I'd appreciate your help if you might have any clue to where they are. Where are my keys? Come on, come on, come on. Anything if I could find my keys. I'm asking anyone to help me, please. Find my keys.
Let's begin this last set of silly jazz on today's Dr. Jazz Hour with the very first recording in jazz history from 1917, the original Dixieland Jazz Band from New Orleans and the Livery Stable Blues. It shows that jazz has had a sense of humor from the very beginning. John Hendricks added vocalese lyrics to Horace Silver's composition Doodlin', and Sarah Vaughan sang it with the Count Basie Orchestra in 1958. And then pianist-singer Julia Lee will do Ain't It a Crime from 1947. And we'll finish up with this goofy Dr. Jazz program with Diane Schur singing Hard Drivin' Mama from her Talkin' 'Bout You album of 1988.
Thank you.
was in the phone booth, making a few calls, doodling weird things, using the booth walls. Got me a big date, waiting for my cat, putting his vine on so he can look dat. I enjoy procrastinating, cause I'm busy while I'm waiting, doodling away. Sitting and dining, dinner beginning, started designing, using the linen. Talking to my man, doodling my bit. Waiter got salty, told me to please quit. Told the waiter, don't be dizzy, can't you see I'm very busy, doodling away. You doodle all day, said the waiter in his way. You doodle all night, told the waiter he was right in your doodling way. That's the way I'm gonna stay. A doodle to me. If I ever had a doubt what life is all about, I get my pencil out and then commence to doodling, and I find it so relaxing, especially when I feel that life is really taxing. Those weird designs, they only show what's going on in weirder minds. Cause when you doodle, then your noodle's flying blind. Every little thing that you write just conceivably might be a thought that you capture while clapping away. Doodling takes you beyond what you think, then you draw what you think. I'd feel so lost without my doodling. Doodling really helps me. What my doodling's all about. Later the waiter had me arrested, took me to Bellevue where I was tested. Had me a doctor probing my noodle, for he was half done, taught him to doodle. Showed him hidden thoughts that linger, find an outlet through your finger. Doctor was real nice, told me to be cool. Looked at the waiter, called him the real fool. Looked at my baby, told him to feel free. Got him to doodling so he could bug me. When he put his arms around me, quite to his surprise, he found me doodling. Men, some good and true, but out of them all I wound up with you. Oh, ain't it a crime? Say, ain't it a crime? Out of millions of men, it's me who got stuck with you. I don't understand why you think you're so hot. All you can say is, give me what you got. Oh, ain't it a crime? Say, ain't it a crime? Why
why don't you go on back to the place where you came from? Coast, the one you're from is the one I hate most. Oh, ain't it a crime? Say, ain't it a crime? Why don't you go on back to the place where you came from? Just last night a friend of mine proposed. I thought of you, the matter was closed. Oh, ain't it a crime? Say, ain't it a crime? Out of millions of men, it's me who got stuck with you. Change your act. I'll walk out the door and I'll never come back. Oh, ain't it a crime? Say, ain't it a crime? Out of millions of men, it's me who got stuck with you.
Thank you.
just ignite me with your key. You've got to squeeze down on my clutch and let my pistons run free. But there is one thing you should measure before giving me a try. If you've got high blood pressure, then you better pass me by. Drive me, Daddy. Yes, driving's what I need. Cause I'm a high-powered mama, and I've got supersonic speed. Oh, 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 oh yeah.
Join us for another installment of the Dr. Jazz Hour, a program produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chewelah, Washington.